A Fairbanks teacher has been put on administrative leave for comments made during a class. Lathrop High School officials say they were notified last Wednesday by a parent about, quote, racially insensitive comments. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District has not publicly named the teacher, but a 15-minute video of the class posted online shows a woman teacher identified as Ms. Gardner. Connie Gardner is a special education teacher at Lathrop. The video shows her leading a conversation about police killing black people, including the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin. Gardner does not defend Chauvin, but says Floyd would be alive if he had complied with police orders.
I'm an old white lady, and if the cops came up to me and said, ma'am, put your hands behind your back, you're going to jail, I'll put my hands behind my back.
Referring to her students, Gardner also comments on how to dress to avoid trouble with police.
Look at how you guys are dressed. You guys are dressed nicely. You don't look like thugs. You don't have your pants down around your knees.
Later in the conversation, one of the students' parents watching the online class interjects and challenges Gardner.
I just disagree with the conversation in whole. I feel like this is something that, you know, Ms. Gardner, I don't feel like you're really able to address with you being a white woman. You know, I am a woman of color.
That's where you're wrong.
I am a woman of color.
School district spokesperson Yumi McCulloch says the Lathrop principal notified the district about the comments last week.
Principal Swain contacted the district human resources department, EEO, and the superintendent's office. And then following that, an investigation was opened and the teacher was placed on administrative leave.
In a letter to parents Friday, Lathrop High School principal Carly Sween said she and assistant principal Clarice Mingo met with students in the class to discuss what happened. McCulloch said that the high school will continue to communicate with the students while the Human Resources Department conducts an investigation.
Lathrop administration continues to meet with students and parents regarding these types of issues to provide support for parents and students alike.
Under their contract with the district, teachers are protected while an investigation is ongoing. Sandra Ryan is president of the Fairbanks Education Association.
We'll follow the investigative procedure, so there's an advocate assigned by FBA, and that advocate will meet with the member and making sure that their rights in the contract are followed at all times.
KUAC emailed Ms. Gardner yesterday seeking comment but did not get a response.